Let me see you get loose. Going down for real.
To you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy Monday. Free agency set to open tomorrow around the National Football League. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl here in Berea. Now, this is quote-unquote the window where people can negotiate, etc., but they're not supposed to be saying anything, although there is quite a bit of stuff out there, a lot going on.
Exact
in free
details are out there.
Very specific details are out there. But I think what we're really seeing is a lot of teams retaining their own top talent. We saw it happen in Green Bay with Randall Cobb, the Patriots locking up Devin McCourty. Congrats to my friend Andy Sims, Devin's agent, on that huge deal, the most guaranteed money in the history of the NFL for a safety. But we've heard a lot of big deals. Ndamukong Suh's going to Miami, reportedly. Byron Maxwell is going to Philadelphia, reportedly. The center, Ronnie Hudson, going to Oakland. You've got Jeremy Maclin reportedly going to Kansas City to reunite with Andy Reid. You've got Torrey Smith supposedly going to San Francisco. A lot of news over the weekend, though. The 49ers seems are going to lose Patrick Willis and Justin Smith, both retiring. They've lost Jim Harbaugh. They're going to lose Frank Gore going to Philadelphia, according to
Navarro
reports.
Bowman coming back
Navarro
after injury.
Bowman's coming back. But, I mean, when you look at you've lost Harbaugh, you have lost Crabtree, you have lost Iupati, you have lost Justin Smith. You've lost Patrick Willis. You've lost Frank Gore.
And, oh, by the way, the quarterback that you paid $100 million to is in having trade rumors circle Twitter.
So, yes, so last night there was a trade rumor, Colin Kaepernick on the block, according to Jason Braddock. Now, the 49ers have absolutely vehemently denied that. But in my mind, when those things come out,
They come out for a reason.
And so, apparently, Trent Baalke, the 49ers GM, and Colin Kaepernick had a big laugh about that last night. But it's out there now. So we'll just, you know, throw the question out there. Would you be interested in Colin Kaepernick as a potential quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? I would say, of course, you would.
I would say no.
Also, some other news today. Mark Sanchez is going back to Philly in the quarterback world. The Texans have re-signed Ryan Mallett for 2 years. They plan to sign Brian Hoyer. So Brian Hoyer and Ryan Mallett, two guys who played for Bill O'Brien in New England, would go back and compete to be the starting quarterback there. The Houston media is already pissed off. They are writing very unflattering articles about both of those guys, really. One article was saying, is Hoyer the answer at quarterback? Not just no, but heck no. And there's actually a poll at the Houston Chronicle about who should be the Texans starting quarterback in 2015. Ryan Mallett actually is first with 57%. Case Keenum is second with 17%. None of the above is third with 14%. Hoyer fourth with 8%. Ryan Fitzpatrick fifth with 3%. He's supposedly going to the Jets now. Tom Savage last with 1%. So a lot of people on my Twitter I know are saying, well, where are the Browns in all this? We're hearing all this news. Where are the Browns at? And by the way, the Browns did sign Ryan Seymour, who you remember started a couple games at center for Alex Mack last year. They re-signed him. Now, the Browns, I think, are active. I can tell you that they are active. They're keeping things closer to the vest. And, in fact, the NFL was very upset about what's been going on with all the news coming out and sent a very stern letter to teams saying they need to get that done. I do think that, you know, the Browns are active. They've never were going to be big spenders. They weren't going to get any of the big-ticket guys. But I think they'll continue to try to be judicious and bring in talent like they did last year. We know Trent Cole is in the building here today, finishing his visit with the Browns, and edge rusher who most recently played with the Eagles. But it's free agency period. Opens officially tomorrow. And I think then you'll start to see some of the chips fall. And remember, you don't need to be a player immediately at the upper level to still bring in good guys for this team. And I think that's what the Browns are trying to do in a judicious manner. Oh, another one. Pernell McPhee going to Chicago is reported. And also Jerry Hughes, who many people really wanted for the Browns, will be staying in Buffalo. Buffalo locked up another example of keeping one of their top guys.
And you know what? I am a fan of keeping things close to the vest because you know, those teams that are spending a significant amount of money, of course, they think it adds value to their organization. And to me, keeping things close to the vest, kind of behind closed doors, we don't know how big of a player or small of a player we are in some of the situations, you know. And what that leads to, especially here in the city of Cleveland with the Browns fans, as passionate as they are, is extreme emotional ups and downs associated with landing a guy or not landing a guy. Or also, too, they create a perspective of the Browns weren't willing to spend or the Browns were willing to spend on certain guys based on where they go. If, in fact, they're linked to a certain guy, it seems like we're missing, which only brings negative. So I'd rather have things behind closed doors. And yeah, we have to understand this. Last year, you have to be extremely happy with the work that Ray Farmer did in bringing Hawkins and Whitner and Dansby here as additional free agents. You know, you didn't overpay for any of them, and we got a significant value out of their play on the field. Hawkins led the team in receiving. Dansby should have been a Pro Bowler. Whitner was a Pro Bowler. You know, and then, of course, as we said, second round and beyond, knocked it out of the park in the draft. And we have two wait sees in the first round. Let's just hope we can do that same thing for 2 years in a row, and this organization is headed where it wants to go.
That's what you need to do. You need to keep on adding pieces. We know that the Browns are certainly focused on the market in terms of bringing in some pieces at the right prices. They're very focused on building through the draft, developing and retaining their key players. And they are also a team that is interested in utilizing these compensatory picks, continuing to get drafts. And the teams that do that have been very successful. The Packers, the Ravens, the Patriots are three of the teams that are the biggest in terms of using that. So when you see what the overall strategy is here, the Browns never came out and said they were going to make the big splash. I don't think they will. I think they'll be smart and judicious as they go through and decide what they want to do with this free agency class and this crop in terms of adding, and then also adding with the draft and their 10 picks, two first rounders this season. Now, with Mark Sanchez going back to Philly, a lot of people think that that seems to be fueling the rumors that Chip Kelly will, in fact, go for Marcus Mariota. He'll trade Nick Foles as a part of whatever deal it takes.
Hope we're a part of it.
To try to get up there. Maybe we will be a part of it. Jeremy Fowler wrote about that today. Tony Grossi wrote today about the compensatory pick plan and how the Browns are trying to do that. You know, the Browns, since compensatory picks have been handed out, the Browns have been dead last in the NFL and they're using compensatory picks, only six of them. And while lots of good teams have a strategy, the Baltimore Ravens are certainly one of those teams. And we're going to talk a little bit about AFC North free agency today as well as we go through this show. We're going to hear from Jeff Hobson from TheBengals.com talking about the Bengals offseason plans. Also, Craig Wolfley, former Steelers great, now part of the Steelers radio network, joins us at 2:15. We'll also hear from Gary Barnage. He's calling in today and talking about his time in Turkey. He's going to talk about WrestleMania and all the things that he has been doing and been involved with so far this offseason. And again, just remember when it comes to free agency, a lot of these guys that you're seeing get signed right now have been released because they were signed 2 years ago for deals that they never lived up to. And who was the big winner in free agency last year? Does everybody remember? Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, certainly not the big winner in free agency. And they picked number one overall, but they were the big winner in free agency. Free agency many times is fool's gold. You want to try to find value before you see something in somebody that others don't, or you see a way to use them in your scheme that does fits better than what he was in the scheme he was prior before they blow up. And that's how you win with free agency in terms of also keeping your own guys.
Yeah, it's great. And I would I love the plan that we had last year, and that's why I just kind of rattled it off. Because the value that we can add strategically, and that's why every name that we talk about, as sexy as they might be and how much you might want to see them in a Browns uniform, I always consistently say, if we get them at the right price, you know. And that's really what I feel we're going to do, and that's the strategy that has started at the top. Jimmy Haslam spoke about the fact that, you know, that we weren't going to spend significant amount of money in free agency, and Ray Farmer has not done that last year, and so far we've kept everything close to the vest, so we don't know. But I would like to make a splash because there is nothing better than adding quality veterans as we did last year. And I'm content at guys at that same level, you know, in their late 20s with still in their prime ahead of them. Give them their due based on their efforts from their first contract and have them be a part of this culture change that's going on here in Cleveland.
That's Ken Carmen, my man KC checks in on Twitter. The great Ken Carmen says, free agency winners, regular season losers every single year. And that's the truth. So don't get bent out of shape about this free agency period. The Browns are going to make some moves. They are going to be judicious with what they do, which is smart. And I think it will certainly help this team in their opinion. They want to grow. Don't forget, the Browns are not a team, and I think we can all be honest about this, the Browns are not a team that is one player away or two players away, two big free agent signings away from any team that you're saying, okay, we're winning a Super Bowl. So they're going to be smart. They're going to utilize their assets properly as they continue to grow with the ultimate goal of building a franchise that can be a Super Bowl winning team. Now, part of that is the quarterback position. We certainly have talked about that right now. Johnny Manziel, Josh McCown, Connor Shaw, that's what the Browns have now. Is a trade for a guy like Nick Foles, is that a possibility? Is a trade for Colin Kaepernick a possibility? And Matt, you're saying you wouldn't want Colin Kaepernick right now, even if you thought the price was right. You're not interested in Colin Kaepernick as your starting quarterback.
And I'm not, and the reason why is because
why?
From 1 year to the next, he has regressed. And also, too, in my mind, he is he's a system guy, you know. And I think as we had John DeFilippo here, it's about the 10 other guys, you know, not just that one guy. You can't build a system for one guy. And in some cases, I would believe that if you bring Colin Kaepernick here, we're going to build a Chip Kelly-esque type of system around Colin Kaepernick by adding, you know, the right players in a system for him, as opposed to finding that true passer. Is it Josh McCown? No, we understand he's a stopgap.
No, but it's not any different than what you'd run if you had Johnny Manziel here. And in fact, I'd
sure,
say,
but
right,
we do have Johnny Manziel here.
At this point, you've got a better – Cap's a better pocket passer. I mean, 40 touchdowns, 18 picks the last 2 years. He's run in 5 touchdowns, rushed for over 1,000 yards those 2 seasons. He's been to an NFC Championship game with a big drive to win on the road in Green Bay throwing the football.
What kind of contract would we inherit, though?
It actually isn't as bad of a contract as it looks, It initially looks, but – Colin Kaepernick.
It's a year-to-year type of contract.
If you have Colin Kaepernick, at least you know you've got a legitimate starting quarterback in the NFL that's in the top half of the league. And this is somebody who's working. We know that he's working very, very diligently to kind of become more of a pocket passer. He knows that's what he's got to get better at.
I just don't know his game would fit in the AFC North. He'd get hit an awful lot playing the Steelers, Ravens, and Bengals. I know he's a big guy. I know he's athletic. But he's not going to rush for 1,000 yards in the AFC North. Definitely not.
No, but he's going to run for 500. He's going to move the chains. I think that he certainly is a guy. He immediately, if you get Colin Kaepernick, immediately you have your starting quarterback.
You do.
So that's different
for
the Browns.
And in my eyes, I'm looking for that five-year futuristic pocket passer. And to me, he's not it.
So then if that's really what you're looking for, then, though, you don't believe Johnny's the answer either.
No, I don't.
Okay.
So I don't. Even though he's the path of least resistance, you know, for the organization and the potential future, I don't believe he's it either. And I really never have.
We certainly have to hope that he can be the answer and can become that pocket passer that we all want him to be, because there's no question
I want him to do that.
You need to have a pocket passer. You need to have that. You've got to be able to win from the pocket in the National Football League ultimately. Over time, look at the best quarterbacks in the league. All of them can win from the pocket and win from the pocket consistently. Does it help to have a little athleticism on top of that?
It absolutely does.
Sure.
Colin Kaepernick to me is just a little too erratic, you know, because it's very similar to the way Johnny Manziel is. We've seen, you know, and I think a lot of that regression is because when he had to rely on his arm, he couldn't rely on his arm. He relied on his athletic ability. And like all of them do, like RG3 does, like Marcus Mariota will, you know, like Colin Kaepernick does. And that's why he regressed in the second year.
I also think he played against some of the best defenses in
absolutely.
The National Football.
I'd
say the D's that he played against, as the kid just texted me, the D's he played against in the NFC West were better than the D's he's going to play in the AFC North.
Too, look at the offensive line he had, which is very, very good.
But if he came to the Browns, he'd have a great offensive line.
He would. And also, too, the weapons he had in San Francisco. You had a run game. You had a Pro Bowl tight end. You have, you know, very productive wide receivers. Anquan Boldin, Michael Crabtree.
I also thought their offense, I thought personally, was bad. I thought Greg Roman was bad.
It was
His
bad.
Play calling was
it
horrific.
It was too
this
safe.
Year.
I didn't like it.
Yes. So for people who, again, the Browns are going to fill some holes in free agency. Are they going to be the guys who go after the number one guys? Probably not. But are they going to fill some holes in free agency? Yes, they will. And they are going to be active. And it's going to happen. Listen, Tuesday, they're keeping it close to the vest. But the Browns, I do know, I can tell you, are active. And they will make some signings and additions last year. You're very happy with what came out, you know, with Whitner and with Dansby and Hawk and Austin. Guys who came in and contributed immediately last year. And I think you're going to see, as well, some guys come in and contribute to the Browns in 2015 right away. And then add to those guys via the draft. What's your take so far on free agency? What has been the craziest signing to you? What signing has made the most sense, the least sense? What are you the most excited about, given who has not been quote-unquote signed? Who are you hoping that the Browns are able to go after? Give us your calls, 216-578-0850. If Colin Kaepernick were on the market, I don't believe he is, by the way.
I don't either.
I don't think it's so hard. What's their solution? If you trade Colin Kaepernick, what then?
Are they in play for
Blaine Gabbert?
Yeah, or are they in play for Mariota or Winston? Who knows?
I don't think so. Why Mariota? Why would you take Mariota where you have to develop when you've got a guy, Colin Kaepernick,
exactly.
with a very similar skill set and probably a better arm and just a better overall athlete right now at this stage in his career, who's played in the NFL, who's had success? I don't think he truly is on the market, but if he were, is that somebody you'd be interested in? Again, of the guys left out there, who would you take a look at right now for the Browns in free agency? Who do you want? Let us know. Jeff Hobson from Bengals.com at 1:30. Browns tight end Gary Barnage at 2. Craig Wolfley from the Steelers at 2:15 as we talk free agency here on this Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.